On today's show, Season 3, Episode 9, The Tao is Elusive, I talk about how when we try to pin down the answers, we find that some life changes happen to us and we end up confused. I will be reading Chapter 38 of the Crispin Sartwell 2016 version of the Tao Te Ching and then provide some commentary. I'm also going to return to taking some questions from the listening audience. Thanks to a request from listener Ross for encouraging me to return to take listener questions. And today's question will come from Joe from Manchester, England, which is about dealing with a fear of being judged by others. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, my friend. How are you doing today? Today I'm going to talk a little bit about how the Tao is elusive. How when we think we know the answers to things, they just kind of slip from our grasp. We can go from having a sense of purpose, hope, and meaning to feeling like everything's lost. And then when we think there's just no purpose and meaning to it all, we can find some glimmers of hope. Anyway, let me start out today by reading Chapter 38. I'll be reading from the Crispin Sartwell 2016 version of the Tao Te Ching. Chapter 38. Reality does not represent itself as real. That is, its reality. Reality abandons itself into reality. That is, its presence. It cannot judge this to be high or that to be low. That is its exaltation. It has no purpose. That is its fulfillment. It is without compassion. That is its mercy. The man of rectitude tries to make things turn out right. And when he fails, he rolls up his sleeves and redoubles his efforts. If you lose your way, you lose reality. If you lose reality, you lose compassion. If you lose compassion, you lose rectitude. If you lose rectitude, you lose your manners. When people have no manners, the world descends into anarchy, tumbles into void. But in the anarchy, we act again. We must learn how to behave. We must learn rectitude. We learn sincerity, not the appearance, but the very heart. Can you remain at the center and allow things to be? Either way, you always return. So we try to make sense of our world. It's part of our nature. Our brain was designed to make sense of things and problem solve, and our brain's pretty good at it. Having some control is not only a survival mechanism, but also it's a way to keep us sane. From older times when people explained natural phenomenon as being attributed to various gods, such as, you know, the god of thunder, the god of love, etc., we have always tried to make sense of things like famine, fortune, and everything in between. We have our holy books, our prophets, our pious people, our mystics, and our deities. Some of us grip tightly to science and rationality, while on the other end, some grip tightly to faith. We see miracles and have stories from our religious traditions. The combination of these gives us a sense of hope that we will not die, because the thought of that is too much for us to bear. Others of us wonder how desirable it would be to be in a state of eternal bliss for, well, eternity. Being an infinite, peaceful zombie with no need for excitement, jealousy, relationships, anger, etc. And when those of us despair into a state of nihilism, something happens to make us believe in something greater than ourselves. On one hand, being alive in some other dimension doesn't make a lot of sense. but neither does our very existence. We simply can't pin the Tao down. It constantly tricks us. It constantly eludes us. When we give up our hope, somehow hope comes through. When we have certainty, something happens bad to give us uncertainty. If our head is lost in books and clouds looking for the answers, then we lose touch with the reality that's all around us and the things and the people that matter that are right in front of us. And if we get lost in this world, then we can lose touch of something greater. In our highs and lows, in our living and in our dying, in reality and in non-reality, it is there. It's all the Tao. Don't lose compassion. Live life like it really means something, even if you're really not sure that it does. Love even when you don't have to. Do good even when no one is looking. The Tao will never let us fully see it, or at least not in this lifetime. When we think we see it, it's just not there. And when we know it is not there, it somehow gives us a glimpse of it and reveals itself. Let's take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to be taking a question from a listener. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Time for the question of today. Today's question of today comes from Joe from Manchester, England, who writes, "Hi, Chris. I love your podcast. I feel they're genuinely helping. My question of the day is this. While being mindful, I've noticed that many of my thoughts are on the fear of being judged. Maybe some people are judging me. Maybe some are not. But these thoughts seem to be a constant trouble to me. How can I get past or overcome this? I hope this reaches you. May peace and love be with you. Thank you." No, thank you, Joe, for the question. And thanks to someone named Ross Cranham, who had given me some valuable feedback, which prompted me to occasionally bring back this, answering some audience questions, which I used to call the question of the day segment. Anyway, Joe, it shows compassion that we care what others think of us. If we don't boast, if we don't compare ourselves to others and we don't compete, and we are humble, that is all we can do. And then if others do judge us, that is out of our hands. But of course, it's human nature to have that fear. At night, only on the days that you feel that others are judging you, ask your mind why it is giving you the message that people are judging you. Then, judge yourself by asking yourself, what are you proud of that you did that day? What could you have done better? Finally, ask your mind how much time it's going to dwell on what others think. It shouldn't take too much time to do this little exercise, and you may discover some things about yourself that you didn't know. Maybe you'll see yourself as others do, or maybe you'll forgive yourself for not being perfect. Either way, you will hopefully understand that it is your fear that bothers you, not the actual thoughts of others. Hope that helps. Thanks again for the question, Joe. I enjoyed answering that question. Maybe I need to bring back the question of the day more often. And thanks to Ross for giving me that feedback. Well, for those of you that celebrate holidays this time of year, I wish you happy holidays. And for everyone else, I will see you in a little bit when I return with another episode of Cup of Tao. We're going to be ending this season pretty soon. And at this point, I do plan on having another season after this season. We'll keep going until the Tao takes us somewhere else. And I hope I don't jinx myself by saying this, but I'm still enjoying my new job as a probation officer. It's been really rewarding. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.